from Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate-Palmolive Tea Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Perrott, Gerald Moore, the Sportsman, Charles Dantley's orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
There's just one place for me, near you. It's like heaven to me, near you. And when we're apart, I can't face my heart. Say you'll never stray, for then just to lift away. If my arms could be spread near you, I'd be more than content
near you.
Make my life worthwhile
by telling me that I'll spend the rest of my day
near you.
If my arms could be spread
near you,
I'd be more than content
near you.
Make my life worthwhile by telling me that I'll
spend the rest of my days
at your side, baby. To hear you
say I love you when I'm near you,
when I'm with you.
Well, the handsome movie actor Humphrey Cooper seems to have made a great impression on Judy. So much so, in fact, that she's considering using him in a radio program. Judy has asked Humphrey to meet her at the NBC studios, and at the moment she's telling Aunt Aggie all about it.
Sorry, Aunt Aggie. I hope Humphrey Cooper meets me at the studio. Gee whiz, last week I sure got goosebumps when he kissed me. He got the cutest little mustache. Did you like his mustache, Judy?
Yeah, tickle me silly.
Well, it did. Judy, you really don't know much about Humphrey Cooper. Do you suppose he's the wolfish kind or the other kind?
What other kind?
Have I been missing something? Judy, just what is your idea of a wolf?
Well, I'll tell you, from what I've seen, a wolf is something on two legs with a pair of eyes on two other legs.
Female, that is.
See, Aunt Aggie, I think Humphrey is super. You know something? Last night we were in the kitchen and he put his arms around me. I struggled, but he gave me the biggest kiss you ever saw.
You mean he kissed you against your will?
No, it was against the icebox. Yes, sir, and it sure did my heart good to hear it start defrosting.
But, you know, Aunt Aggie, I can't figure out what Humphrey sees in me.
Oh, Judy, don't be so modest. You have plenty of qualities that men like.
Well, I reckon you're right, Aunt Aggie. You know, once down in Mexico City, a Spanish fella told me I had something he'd been starving for. Yeah. Say, what's an enchilada?
Judy,
you don't know either, huh?
Judy, you seem quite anxious to see Humphrey Cooper again.
Oh, boy, I sure am, Aunt Aggie. You see, maybe I can use him as leading man for the love interest on my radio program. Golly, I can hear him now. He'll take me in his arms in that deep, romantical voice of his. He'll say,
"Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita."
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, how are you and your new girlfriend getting along?
Oh, fine, Senorita. I've got her eating out of my hand.
You have?
See, next week I'm going to buy her a dish. Senorita, I have a date with my girl. How do you like this zoot suit?
Well, Pedro, that suit don't fit you. Where'd you get it?
Well, my cousin Gonzalez gives his old suits to his brother. And then his brother gives them to me. Now I have them re-tailored. My tailor calls them my triple play suits.
Triple play suits?
See, he says they go from drape to droop to droop. To drape.
Well, golly, Pedro, You sure ain't very dressed up for a date. Is your girl a stylish dresser?
Huh?
I say, how does your girl dress?
Oh, I don't know. She always pulls the shades down. Senorita, one night last week, I taught my girl how to play Parcheesi.
Parcheesi?
Si. First, I would kiss her, and she would kiss me, and I would kiss her.
Well, say, though, who told her that was Parcheesi?
I did. Ain't I a devil?
Say, though, tell me something. Do you still take your girl out driving?
Oh, si. Last week, me and my girl went driving out in the country, and the moon was shining bright, and Senorita... We drove down a lonely road, and pretty soon I was driving with only one hand.
Only one hand? Ooh, Pedro, what about your other hand?
I was hanging on to the fender so it wouldn't fall off. Well, I was going up, Senorita. Muchas gracias.
And mind you, don't you whack yourself, Pedro.
Yes, Aunt Aggie.
Geranium just phoned from NBC. She's waiting in your dressing room to get you ready for rehearsal.
Oh, golly, I better hurry up. Humphrey Cooper might be at the studio to meet me. How do I get in here? This NBC parking lot sure is crowded. Oh, there's Red Skelton.
I'll park your car, Mr. Skelton. I'll park your car, Mr. Sinatra.
Going to get around to me.
Check your roller skates, Miss Canova.
Yeah, thanks. I got to get to rehearsal. Let me see now. My dressing room ought to be right down this hall. Yep, here it is. Golly, this room is completely filled. I wonder where this big crowd came from.
Somebody talking about me?
Have you been waiting long?
Oh, I didn't mind, Miss Judy. No, Rochester was here and kept me company. Yeah, he thought this was the Lucky Strike program when he saw me.
Yeah, what made you think that?
I'm so round, so firm, so funny.
Well, does Rochester like your geranium?
Oh, he must, Miss Judy. He sat on my lap for 10 minutes.
He sat on your lap. Why didn't you sit on his?
You see? Honey, you never put the foundation on the framework.
Say, Geranium. Say, aren't you wearing a new kind of perfume?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And I bought it to try on my boyfriend, Pomeroy. Sure is powerful. Yeah, it's called Amour de Maria.
Amour de Maria? What does that mean?
Grab him now, he's unconscious.
Well, listen, are you and Pomeroy still winning dancing contests together?
Oh, yeah, Miss Judy. You know, me and Pomeroy have invented a new dance called the Baseball Rumble. Ooh, I'm sure I'm good doing that Baseball Rumble.
You are?
Yeah, honey, I can pitch a car without even winding up.
Geranium, Humphrey Cooper might be meeting me here at the studio. I better get prettied up. Where'd you leave my makeup kit?
Well, I think it's in this little clothes closet, Miss Judy.
Okay, I'll open the closet door.
It's new. It's great. It's the new 1948 Super Sub with extra suds for extra whiteness.
Extra, extra!
No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter.
the new 1948 Super Suds.
No other soap in the world can remove more dirt, wash clothes cleaner, wash clothes whiter. And you need no bleach. Colors stay bright, too. And those extra suds are gentle on hands. Always a suds marvel, the new Super Suds can make even more suds for even greater whiteness. Just one box of new 1948 Super Suds can fill a huge trailer truck to overflowing with suds. For proof, see the amazing close-up shots taken by Life magazine's own photographers of an actual trailer truck filled with suds from just one box of new Super Suds. See these on-the-spot photographs in the Speaking of Pictures section of Life magazine on the stands now. And for the cleanest, whitest Super Suds wash you ever had, get new 1948 Super Suds at your dealers now. No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter.
Super Suds, Super Suds, lots more suds for whiter suds.
Now back to Judy Canova and the sportsmen and their own interpretation of the new novelty, Stanley Steamer.
Get your veil and get your duster. Get the yams and goggles when the winds are buster. Keep your hovered gown firmly plaited down when you're out in your Sally Steamer. In a gale, never flutter.
Cause we're cold, get that old familiar luster.
If you're dressed in style,
everyone will smile when you're out in your Sally Steamer.
Honk, honk.
Ho, ho, ho! The donkey used to have his charm, but he's looking at us with alarm, for it looks like he's back to the farm.
But if you fail, you're combustor.
Then your feet are gonna need a new adjuster.
And you must be
just the one we trust. Oh, we won't step inside, so we won't take a ride that you plan in your family team.
That you plan in your
family team. A chug, 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 a chug,
a chug, a chug,
a chug,
a chug, a
chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug, a chug,
a chug, a imagination.
And we wanna ride inside
of the latest motor gear.
Wanna sit behind the wheel
with a man
in the Sandy Steamer. With a man in the Sandy Steamer. In the Sandy Steamer.
Well, the manager of Humphrey Cooper, the actor, has suggested to Humphrey that he visit Judy and flatter her into giving him an important part in her radio show. Humphrey is reluctant to do it, but he figures business is business. Meanwhile, Judy is awaiting his arrival at the radio station.
Golly, Humphrey ought to be here any minute. Gee, I hope he likes the way I look in this new low-cut evening gown. Oh, boy, maybe that's him now. Come in!
Well, hello there, girlie. Remember me?
No, that ain't him. Oh, yeah, you're that traveling salesman fella.
Yep, Rocco M.B. Whittle's the name.
What's the M.B. for?
Murphy Bed. When I was born, my old man took one look at me and folded up. Ain't that the chambermaid's chinchilla? Oh, you tell him, Cannon Towels, I'm half shot.
Oh. Hey, where you been all summer, Mr. Wardle?
Oh, been back east, sis. Me and my partner made a lot of money in the mining and smelting business.
Yeah, how'd you do it?
He mined and I smelt. Turn off the pilot light, Mother. I'm riding the range tonight.
Well, tell me, Mr. Wardle, did you see any good shows while you were back east?
Yes, sir. Papa saw that new picture, Arch of Triumph, with Charles Boyer.
Gee, I sure like Charles Boyer. When he says, Cosbo, don't you love the way his lower lip sticks out?
Gosh, is that his lower lip? I thought flying saucers were back. Hey, that's a fresh joke, girlie. I've been carrying it around in my head.
Yeah, no wonder it's fresh. It's vacuum packed.
Oh, don't be like that, sis. I don't feel so good.
My doctor told me I'd have to give up wine, women, and song.
Guys, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to look for a new doctor. Huh?
Come on, girl. Golly, that poor fellow ought to bore a hole in his head and let the sap run out. Ooh, maybe that's Humphrey, I hope. Come in.
Hello, Judy.
Hello, Humphrey. Do you like the way I look today?
Oh, yes, Judy. It's good to see a wholesome, natural girl.
It is?
Yes. Judy, everything you are, you owe entirely to yourself.
Well, that's one thing they can't blame on the Democrats.
Judy, you want to know something?
What, Humphrey?
You get more beautiful every day.
Guys, something awful sure must happen during the night.
Oh, now, Judy. Judy, I'm serious. I love everything about you. I love your feet. I love your feet because they're so small.
Thanks, Humphrey.
I love your nose.
Well, that's kind of small, too.
I love that dimple in your chin.
That's kind of small, too.
I love that brain of yours.
I should have quit while I was ahead. You know, Humphrey, we might be using some love interest on my radio program, and I was sort of kind of wondering what you know about women.
Women?
Yeah, women. You know, they're like men, only softer. Humphrey, if I have a leading man on my radio program, I want just the right type for love interest.
Hmm. Will I do, Judy?
Will you do what, Humphrey? Well, I ain't so sure yet. You know, that week when we met, you tried to kiss me, but I didn't let you. Then the next time we met, you tried to kiss me again, but I didn't let you.
Well?
Well, I sure hate to see a man who's a failure.
But, Judy, a kiss can be a dangerous thing.
Well, if there's any danger, let's face it together.
That's not what I mean, Judy. In school, I learned there are enough germs in one kiss to kill 42 guinea pigs. What are you laughing at?
You sure must have looked funny kissing all them guinea pigs. Did any of them kiss you back? I just want to know.
Judy.
What?
Judy, if I were on your program, just where would you use the love interest?
Well, I'll tell you, right after the part where I tell the folks about Pine Ma back in Cactus Junction.
Cactus Junction? What in the world kind of place is that?
Well, that's where I was born and raised. Yeah, I never will forget it. I remember one morning back in Cactus Junction, Ma was saying to Pa, she walked over to him and she said to him, she said,
"Wake up, Pa. Wake up, you lazy critter." "Pa, you went to bed on the 14th of September, and here it is October already."
"Gosh, I guess it's time to turn over."
"Come on, Pa, get up."
"Oh, I can't get up, Ma. There's a hen sitting in my beard."
"Aw, eggs is a dollar a dozen. Leave her finish what she started." "Here, Pa, here's your breakfast."
"What are we having, Ma?"
"Pa, I don't like to brag, but if there's two things I cook best, it's wheat cakes and blackberry pudding."
"I know, Ma. Which is this?"
"Ma, if you don't like them there vittles, here's some soup."
"This soup is awful thin, Ma."
"Well, there's a lot of things on the bottom, Pa."
"Yeah." "I know. That's why I ain't stirring it up.
Gosh, Pa, I just broke the dish.
That's too bad, Ma.
It sure is. It was our clean one.
Look, Ma, here comes Judy's dumb boyfriend, Lukey, your partner again.
How they look?
Hey, did you folks hear about the purple house?
John. What's all the fuss about?
Well, Grandpa had a terrible accident. Last night he got into that hard cider again and he tried to climb up a beam of light that was shining through the cellar door.
What happened?
Well, just as Grandpa got halfway up, some darn fool slipped off the lot.
Lukey.
Huh?
You must have been a height the door when the brains was passed out.
Yeah, Lukey, how does it feel to be a moron?
Well, it feels pretty good once you get used to it.
Lukey, I hear you got ducks over to your place now.
Lukey, what chance have I got of having a duck egg?
Well, not much, like you're a duck. You folks, excuse me. I'm going into the other room and court Judy. My dingy dongy, I sure do love that fire girl. What?
Lukey sure is a husky feller, ain't he, Ma? He's stocky.
Yeah, live stocky. Well, it's getting late. We better do the chores. You water down the stock, and I'll spray our youngins with the DDT. Tell you, it's getting so our body don't get a minute's rest around these.
And, Humphrey, that's the story I'm going to tell on the radio about McKiff and Kin.
Kip and Kin. But, Judy, I don't see where the love interest comes in.
Well, it's very simple. You say to me, Judy, can I kiss you? And I say, Humphrey, you sure can.
Hello, everybody, hello. Hello is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So, hello, everybody, hello.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova and the sportsman singing, I Have But One Heart.
I have but one heart. This heart I bring you. I have but one heart. That I can cling to.
Judy will be back in a moment. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Ladies and gentlemen, our president and the Citizens Food Committee ask the help of every one of us in conserving food. It's an American tradition to help those in need, and our own self-interest demands that we feed food to suffering Europe. For how can America prosper while Europe starves? So we're asked, every one of us, to go without meat on Tuesday, to eat no eggs or poultry on Thursday. We're asked to waste no food. 100 million extra bushels of grain are needed for export. Save wheat, save meat, save peace. Now here's you.
We're a little late tonight, folks, so good night, Mother. Good night, Queenie.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan. Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth. For Colgate cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, brings out natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge with his new feature, Comedy of Errors, which follows immediately. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.